Welcome to Skintimate Convos.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Bianca.
Welcome back. Today we're trying Red Bull because C4 is not sponsoring us, so.
So Haley's pissed.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little upset.
This one's actually really
good. This is good.
Strawberry apricot. That's like
I've never had that
an interesting
before.
Combo.
I know. It's good. We live off caffeine.
Back, guys. So what's new? Haley's bangs are new.
I have bangs. Apparently they're trending.
They're trending. I had no idea. Now.
Mm-hmm. I just really wanted them because I watched the Barbie movie all the time and she looks cute. And Taylor Swift too. But
no, it's total
Swiftie. Yeah, apparently it's a trend. But they're fun.
But it's a lot of work, right?
There's so much work, and my bangs are starting to fry off. I noticed the other day, I was like, oh my gosh. So I recently just bought the new Dyson, so hopefully that helps a little bit. But
why was it frying? Because it's too much
heat? Yeah, because I put heat on them every single day and nighttime, because after I get out of the shower, they're just like crazy. Mm. Like, it's just...
Tell me more. This is why I don't get bangs.
Yeah, don't get them.
No, because they're so cute.
They're fun. But yeah, I can't put them up. Like, I haven't put my hair up into a bun. Like, anytime I take a shower, I have to put my clip, like, right here. Like, I kind of look ridiculous. Or my boyfriend, he's probably like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But
yeah, whatever.
I have to.
You have to show him all the raw and dirty.
Oh, yeah. He sees me looking
committed.
Crazy. Committed. So I feel he like knows I look like a rooster or something.
Because then later on when he complains, you're going to be like, you know what you signed up for.
Exactly.
That's what I say all the time.
Yeah. Oh, he sees me crazy all the time. Mm-hmm. It's fine. But yeah, they're cute. I like them.
No,
they're
I really fun. Like them on you. They're fun.
They've been like growing on me. I've had them for now, like, what, a month or so?
Which I'm surprised you've survived the month.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. I thought you were going to just
I know. I thought I was
going
to hate them. But no, I actually really like them. And I try to, like, I cut them myself, like, once a week because they just, like, grow.
Fun fact about Haley, she used to have a Cosmo license. So.
I did. Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
I kind of know what I'm doing. But
with the dog shears.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I gave
Are
away
you still
my
shears. Using them?
Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. I gave away my shears.
She grooms herself.
I groomed myself with some dog shears that she bought for Eve.
For my dog. Haley's my bitch.
They're legit. Bitch. They're actually legit, though. Like,
no,
they're legit
that's
shears.
Why when she was like, I don't have shears. I was like, girl.
Yes, you I do. I know she remembers everything. I don't know how you do, but yeah, they were
no,
there.
No, but ask me what I ate yesterday. I'll be like,
I don't know.
What did I do yesterday? But I'm like, oh, you have this outfit. You should wear it. She'll be like,
oh, my
what?
God. She knows my closet, like, way better than I do. Like, she's like, this looks good on you. You need to wear that. I'm like,
yeah.
My God, I didn't even know I had that.
So if you don't need an injector, you need a stylist.
Mm-hmm. Hit a B. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. She's my stylist and my trainer and my bestie.
That's like, true. Well, that would take time away from you.
Oh, gosh.
But anyways, we have special guests coming in a while.
We do. We had two special guests this time.
Mm-hmm. Hence the two chairs.
Yeah. Yay.
So that's exciting.
It'll be cute.
So what's new, Haley? Got Morpheus done.
I did get Morpheus, you guys.
Tell them about your experience because so many people either hate it. They feel like it's painful, or they hear the horror stories that it ablates all their fat pads in their face. Like, I've just heard all the things about it.
No, so I'm not going to lie. Like, I was freaking out the whole day when we did it. We did it on a Friday. I was so freaking scared because obviously I've seen it firsthand, too. And, like, people, yeah, like, they blow up. Like, it was painful. Oh, my God.
It depends on the person. Yes, swelling can be pretty intense depending on your reactivity, your skin reaction. So. Yeah.
I had nothing. No, so Bianca, we numbed. She did an amazing job numbing. Like, I didn't feel shit, like, at all. The only thing that was weird, like, she did, like, I felt like I was, like, eating my tongue.
She did get a dental block, and she...
I swear, I was like
speaking very weird. Mm-hmm. She had slurred speech and her lip was like, she was like,
It was not it.
And then she kept asking if she's biting her tongue. So I was just like, okay, she's numb.
Yeah, no, I didn't feel anything. She was doing, I don't know what part she got to, but I was like, are you going to do my nose? And she's like, I already did. And I was just like, no.
Which we were afraid of the nose since we've had no nose jobs. Yeah. Like, she was like, I'm so scared. But no,
I didn't feel anything. And then she really went in, like, because I've had buccal fat surgery. It's almost actually 4 years,
yes.
I think,
since I've had it. Oh, my gosh.
I know. The buckle fat surgery, honestly, like, was the best thing that I've ever done for myself. Like, loved it.
So tell them what buckle fat is, because a lot of people are like, what is that?
So tell them. Buckle fat. So I honestly thought it was more like right here. But no, it is like the fat like right in here. So they actually went in like surgically through my mouth. I was awake during this procedure and they just like cut incisions back in there inside and just pulled out fat.
The fat pads.
The fat pads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like a size of like, I don't know.
Like a golf ball.
Mm-hmm. Two fat pads. It was so crazy.
Which she ended up needing because we were trying to fill. And unfortunately, if you have excess tissue in that area, which was her, was like the fat pads, mm-hmm. obviously.
I always had like the rounded cheeks and I really and wanted to be snatched like Bianca. Like I just wanted that contour cheek so bad. Mm-hmm. So I did it and it was the easiest thing ever. No downtime. I didn't even look crazy. Like...
But that was with your situation because I've seen people look kind of crazy.
And they have to wear head wraps and shit. Mm-hmm. Like,
I'm following another influencer right now and I was watching on Snapchat and she was in horrible pain, has to wear the head belt. So I was just like, does she have dental work? Because Haley's was not that bad.
I was out drinking the next day.
No, yeah. Like, she was just laughing. Like, oh. Yeah. So it was funny, but that was pretty much it.
Yeah.
But anyways, hence... From that surgery, she still had a little bit mm-hmm. of a fat pad on one side, which made her look a little asymmetric that we were trying to address.
Yeah. So, yeah, she really went in and kind of, like, ablated some fat right in here. Well, all right in here. And then, my double chin. She really went in on that.
And on her underarms for hyperhidrosis.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The underarms, I felt a little bit, but still, like, I would say about a 2 out of 10.
And that wasn't even... There was no lidocaine injections. That was just topical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was super fast.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I think it took you maybe less than 30 minutes to do the whole
fast.
Thing. Yeah.
With our new machine, it's cut down the time in half. So it makes it so much more tolerable for you guys.
Yeah.
And... quicker for us as providers. So it's really great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was literally a piece of cake. Like I was amazed. And then we did the CO2 ProLift treatment on top. So it's like a gel mask.
Very hydrating.
Very
but
hydrating.
But you did feel very dry after.
So, yeah. So afterwards, I was expecting, I even told Zach, I was my boyfriend. I was like, don't be freaked out. Like I might come home looking a little puffy, a little bruised. Like I'm going to do a treatment on Friday. I look so normal. Like
she looked better than she does with skin pain.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. I wasn't even red. I wasn't even puffy. Like, I was just amazed. The only thing that I truly noticed, like, I was just like, oh, my God. I literally felt like the Morpheus sucked out every ounce of water or hydration from my skin. Like, I wasn't ever peely or flaky, but just so dry.
If you think about the science behind it, you're not only causing trauma, but you're causing heat in the area, so it's going to dehydrate. And that's the way they like to sell it, the way the rep sold it to us. It was like, if you think about turkey bacon, for example, and you put it on heat, it shrinks up and tightens. Mm-hmm. That's essentially what your tissue is doing. Because we're a piece of meat, guys. So, I mean, it just shrinks up, tightens up. And realistically, like, out of all the treatments I've seen, I try to be very transparent with you guys. Like, I feel like that one has really good results.
Oh, my God. It is literally,
but firsthand, like, seeing it on Haley. Haley is just the best guinea pig on everything. She's always down to do everything.
Yeah, I love it. Like,
but I really get to track her progress mm-hmm. and see how she does.
Day by day. Mm-hmm. And, like, obviously I tell her exactly what I'm feeling.
And I see,
like,
her all day, every day. So it just works out.
24/7.
Mm-hmm. So, no, it works.
Yeah, no, it works. But I'm amazed. I think the Morpheus is my new favorite treatment.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, wow. The results I've seen from it, like...
I don't think I've ever heard you...
I know. I'm a picky bitch when it comes to treatments. Like, I love all of them, but, like, this Morpheus, you guys...
Oh, you just made my whole life.
My pores are gone. Like, I feel so just, like,
honestly,
snatched.
She's been going through it with her skin, too. Uh-huh. Like, breakouts.
After breakouts, I could not control them down in here. Like,
just hormonal things, too, that she had no control over because it wasn't diet. It wasn't anything. It was hormones.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what she needed because it really controlled all that stuff, which is
pretty amazing.
It killed
everything. In the beginning, like the first...
You did purge.
Yeah. A couple of days afterwards, I did purge a little bit, which I feel like is very normal after any type of treatment like that. But they calmed down. My redness calmed down. Again, my pores are literally gone. I feel so snatched. My eyes, like, I just feel so tight. And especially my double chin, like.
All right, I'm going to call Eddie right now to block my schedule.
Oh, my gosh. And I swear my nose looks slimmer.
Okay, and I've heard this theory with Morpheus that it slims your nose. And, I mean, honestly, I would pay just
Yeah, no, like, that's crazy. It's crazy. No, you need to do it.
I've done it on my body, which I did see improvement, but it was only one treatment. Mm-hmm. And it was at my previous place, so I would be so curious to do it again, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Because after kids, they're no joke. They like to destroy mm-hmm. your body mm-hmm. and yeah. your mind and all the things. No, I'm just kidding. No, kids are great. But for sure, I want to do it again.
Yeah. No, you have to.
Oh, I want to do it on my neck. My neck is getting creepy.
And the neck, too, like, I didn't hurt. Like, I feel like it would be really good to, like, snatch the neck.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 10 out of 10. Highly freaking recommend. Like, I am obsessed. So it's been, I don't know when exactly we did it. I want to say like a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So a month ago we did it. Again, I freaking love the results. The only thing too that the thing that I noticed, like, it ate away
at your superficial
filler.
That's a big word for Haley at this time of day. Drink some Red Bull. You need a little sip. All right, go again.
Okay. It ate away at my superficial filler, like, especially my cheeks. And we knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. We were definitely prepared, but, like, to see it for, like, actually happen, I was like, my face is falling.
She was, like, withering away day by day.
I just was all, like, melting. So it ate away at my cheeks. I literally had no cheeks. But that's okay. Like, we were prepared.
It wasn't, like, your tissue. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anything different.
No, it was just my filler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, my bestie Bianca filled me back up. Like,
oh, she's a brand new bitch.
I know, I'm a brand new bitch. I just feel so good again. And, like,
I mean, look at your jawline and your cheeks. I'm like, amazed.
I just look so good. And my under eye, I was definitely hollow. Oh, yeah. Like,
I just with filler, guys. Oh, my God. Not fillers in the teardrop. No, honestly, like, if you, I know it's, like, such a controversy, which I get because I do see some really horrible under eye filler. But if you do just the smallest amount, you're fine. It's just not, don't overfill.
Yeah.
And start with your cheeks because then you need less everywhere else. Mm-hmm.
And the cheeks are the best. So good.
Cheeks. Someone today actually asked me, they're like, what treatment have you done that has changed your life? I said, cheeks all the mm-hmm. way. Cheeks have changed my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was the first thing you pointed out when you met me. It was you're like, your cheeks.
Are cheeks real? I loved her cheeks ever since day one. Like, I've always wanted Bianca's cheeks. That's why I got buckle fat.
That's true.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It literally is. Like, that's mm-hmm. why I scheduled that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, but no, good. So that I feel so much better.
More confident.
Yeah. I just
you're back.
I am back.
You were going through it there for a second.
Yeah.
Skin-wise.
Yeah, just go through it sometimes. Or if my face is, like, melting off, I'm like. And if you're ever just feeling, like.
Get filler.
Down about, ugly by yourself, get filler. Filler is just like, ugh. Mm-hmm. And then when the poke goes through you guys, like, oh, I just love it.
It's like her hit.
I love filler.
She'll just hit like me up.
Except last night I was so sore. Like, it's like a deeper type of soreness, like when you get cheek filler.
Mm-hmm. Well, depending on the technique too, with you it was time for some structural lift, mm-hmm. so we went deeper, more in the midface. So it really depends on you as a person, on... Yeah, your goal,
but it's fine. Like,
but yeah,
beauty's pain. It's okay. I just couldn't laugh. Sometimes, like, I feel like right now
she just don't laugh. She just goes.
That's okay.
She's done weirder things.
Yeah.
I've been. How did your lip flip, Phil? Because we cranked that dosing up.
Oh, so yeah,
due to a TikTok.
Yeah, I feel like it's totally fine now.
Do you feel like it's? I don't know. It just felt weird. No, I mean, it looks perfect.
No, it felt weird, the first, 2 weeks, because, like she said, we really cranked up the units of it. I did feel like I couldn't, pucker. I felt it was very tight. But as, the weeks go on, I don't even feel it anymore. Like, okay, I feel like so it's definitely still an effect.
No,
but
for sure.
It's not. I don't feel tight. I don't feel, stuck anymore. I don't feel numb.
So for Haley, we had to do a lip flip, not just lip filler because of the fact that
I have a crooked smile.
Well, and her muscle is very strong and it pulls inward as she speaks. So,
so annoying.
It would just make her look uneven. And it wasn't her lip filler because we've dissolved. We've done everything. Mm-hmm. And it was really, she needed that muscle yeah. flip.
No, and every like when we do it, like it just really defines my border too mm-hmm. even more. Like I'm actually obsessed with lip flips.
Because unfortunately, Haley had tiny, tiny lips.
I know, I had nothing.
I know. So she yeah. migrates very easily. We've done mm-hmm. every technique ever. Yeah. And stayed superficial. Everything.
Yeah, everything.
And it still would migrate. So yeah. it's been better mm-hmm. and it's more defined, which yeah. is great. Like, yeah. I'm really happy with that. But we increased the dose because lip flips just do not last long. They don't last long at all. Who's calling me? No, I'm just kidding. I'm always
that. I know who is that.
I know. No, so lip flips don't last long because the dosing is so minimal and we have so much mm-hmm. mobility in that area.
I don't
feel... This bitch doesn't shut up. No, I'm just kidding.
And I'm constantly like, Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't last, like, obviously super long.
It's or not
like
going to be 3 to 4 months, no, like everywhere
regular
else.
Botox, mm-hmm. no. Because, yeah, we're constantly moving our mouth, mm-hmm. but, like, it's okay.
So that's why we wanted to try.
Yeah.
The yeah. higher dosing.
Yeah, I love it. So I don't remember when we did it, but thankfully
we have a log.
Bianca's here and she can just do it for me anytime. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we keep a skin treatment log. It's the best.
Yeah, it's been growing. Treatments. I know.
It's so nice.
We need to do like an annual one. That way we don't have all of...
You're right. We should because it's all from last year.
To consolidate.
But then
it's
nice to like look back at.
You don't need them. Go back to your notes on the year you did it.
That's true. Okay. I think I'm going to start doing that because it's really long. I hate to scroll down. Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. But yeah. 10 out of 10. Recommend the Morpheus. Again, did not freaking hurt. Results phenomenal. Bianca is a queen at it. Like, do it. You will not regret it.
Mm-hmm. No, we've had really good results. I'm really happy with it. I've been very impressed.
Oh, my gosh.
That.
This one client she had, her neck.
One treatment, guys. One. And she was older.
Amazing.
I want to say 50s, 60s.
It literally looked like she got a neck lift.
I know. It was actually pretty impressive.
Oh, and I've actually had a lot of messages come through asking about the Morpheus, like if have, like, if we recorded it, if, like, we have any clips of it. It is actually on our page, on our Instagram, at Haley SKN Care and the Spa Nurse. I actually believe, too, it's on SKN's page.
I think we posted
SKN
on SKN
Aesthetics, mm-hmm. yeah. So it is live, the whole thing, on our Instagram. So you guys can definitely check it out and just see firsthand, like,
no, because I've literally had people who have had it done before come to me and they're like, there's no way. What was she on? And I'm like, she wasn't on anything.
Nothing.
On lidocaine.
Yeah. It was the middle of a work day. Like, mm-hmm. no.
No, she wasn't on anything, yeah. you guys. Mm-mm. I promise.
I know. Like, well, no. It would have been cool for a gummy, but like, but no.
No.
It was literally a work day. And then I saw some clients afterwards and it was great.
No, it was perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, it was fine. Other than her crooked smile. She looked like a little.
It was definitely a little really crooked.
Asymmetric.
Mm-hmm. It was just from the numbing, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to a dentist procedure or something.
No, but so it is on our page. I think you posted it, you said?
Correct,
which I didn't see, you guys. We are so busy lately that we have not been very active on social media. So please bear with us. Even if you message us, please give us a few days just because it's been a little crazy in a good way.
No, it's been so good. But, yeah, thankfully for our media team, like, that's the only post that we've been, like, posting out lately, like – it is so hard to be on social media sometimes. Like,
and work full-time.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. social media is a full-time job, too. Mm-hmm. And we are so busy at our normal full-time job. I know. Kudos to Media Kings. So, yeah, we do apologize that we haven't been as active on social media.
As soon as we get some more balance in life, we will.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. All right.
Time for a special guest.
Yeah, bring them on. Come on, boys.
Careful.
All right, we're here.
Oh, I was like, you better not be wearing them.
It's our man's surprise.
They're our guest. Stop.
So shy.
Hi, babe.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
We're here.
You're here.
SKN fans.
Come closer.
Welcome to Skin to Bit Combos.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. It was a minute.
A little shy, not too bad.
I'm gonna blow my nose real quick. Don't
Haley just got over a cold.
Me too.
Oh yes, you did. They died, unfortunately.
We died on Valentine's Day. We were so romantic with the flu.
It was their first Valentine's.
Mm-hmm. Do I have any boogies?
Oh, actually, speaking of the neck, I didn't say too. I went to Anaheim for the launch of the Botox and Platysmas, which is the neck bands. Uh-huh. So it tightens the jawline, the neck. It's honestly a phenomenal treatment, which we've been doing for years. It's the Nefertiti lift. However, we didn't have like dosing and all that stuff down because there was no indication for it. So now it's an indication for Botox Cosmetic because they just are above the curve. I swear they like have all these indications, and the more indications, the more, what is it? Research. So now there's like dosing, research, all that stuff. So it's been really great.
That's so cool.
I'm like so excited and more confident even just doing injecting that area. Yeah, it's been great. All right. So
Hi. Who are they?
Who is this?
Introduce yourself.
Please introduce yourself, sir.
Introduce yourself.
My name is Humpty. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Derek Ademio.
Why are you saying your last name?
I know.
So introduce yourself.
He's all, my tag is.
What do I do for a name? I don't know. I feel like I'm in front of like, I don't know.
You're only in front of the world. This is an
audience. Yeah, I'm in front of the world being live.
Yeah.
I'm Derek. I'm Bianca's better half.
So, put your hat down.
I don't know. I'm tense. I'm scared.
I know. Relax.
It's intimidating.
It's my first time.
Huh?
It's very intimidating. I am sorry.
It makes you
if
sweat.
I mess up. I'm very sweaty. I can't lean forward. So, Hi. Zach.
Who are you?
Yeah, I'm Zach.
Zach Look.
Haley is my better half. I'm here.
We're happy you guys are here.
Yeah.
Welcome.
It's fun.
Welcome to our show, you guys.
Yeah,
welcome
this
to our
is interesting. Show. I'm a little shy.
I know. We make them watch it with us.
We have
on the big
watch
screen.
Parties every time it launches.
Oh, my God.
It's different watching.
I don't know what's going on half the time, but I listen.
I mean, yeah.
I hope so.
Such a guy.
Yeah. I hope you do, Derek.
I
listen.
Do you listen? Ask me a question.
Ask me a question.
I listen.
We get feedback.
Yeah, I know.
No, we do.
Yeah, we always have a watch party every time it drops.
On our girls' night.
Uh-huh. Girls' night. Every Friday. Yeah. Girls' night. So, yeah, we have girls' night every Friday.
For how many years now? Like
five years. Me, Bianca, and Derek, we had girls' night every single Friday at my house, her house, like every single Friday. And then Zach slid in, and he fits so good.
And then we allowed him to join.
Yeah, a few months.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you think? What do you guys think of girls' night?
I love it. I'm always there for it. It's always...
When Derek misses it, he was like, if he's out with friends, he's always like, I'm coming back over. I miss you
guys. Yeah, I don't stay out till like 9:30.
If these three are together
and I'm on like with my buddy, I'm like, I gotta go. They're doing something cool.
And we're literally doing nothing.
I literally
watch wine and talk.
Yeah.
And watch
talk
a movie.
And watch movies and talk.
Yeah, and I see more dogs than I need to deal with.
So. Yeah, all our dogs are
all
babies.
Dogs
they're so
yes.
cute.
Yeah.
It is the best though. Like when Derek pulls up, like you know. Food's on the way. Like
DoorDash
is booked.
I have to get my DoorDash. I count my protein. I don't count calories.
Yeah, right away, too, actually.
Yeah, I swear.
Mm-hmm.
I have everything timed.
Mm-hmm. For a while, we were huge on Burger King. I remember. Like,
yeah, no, we would go to dinner. This is the fucked up part, is we would go to dinner all together for girls' night. And then we would go to Haley's.
Drink wine.
And then order Burger King.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then DoorDash
sometimes
some
Cold Stone.
Or Baskin Robbins.
Double DoorDash. You save.
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah. If you, Derek, I'm surprised he doesn't have like a membership. Yeah. He's like a preferred member.
I'm one of those guys that big old conspiracy theorists. I stay off the radar. I think, but everybody knows
you
who I am.
You do not stay off the radar.
Your Snapchat stories.
Let's just not even get into that.
If you don't follow him on Snapchat, follow him.
No, please don't. Please do not.
You know everybody.
No, you will not.
Everybody.
I would be like, delete. Yeah. Delete. Yeah. No. Delete.
Yeah. Bad idea. That was stupid.
I know.
Sorry.
Do not promote. We're going to throw you on there.
Sorry.
Let me show you.
Delete.
No. Oh, that's funny. Poor guy. Yeah, so other than that, it's pretty fun with us, honestly. The girls' night's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Having Zach around is fun. Traveling's good.
Yeah.
Seeing everybody, I'll tell you one thing. Seeing SKN to go from a dream for Bianca's when I first met her 8 years ago to where it's at now.
10 years ago,
well,
bro.
8 years, whatever. I don't know. I don't even know where I am right now, okay? It's 2025. But anyways, seeing her... It was a dream, and I was there, and I would see, should I make an Instagram? I'm like, do it. You got to brand yourself somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So she started with that. I remember she had like 300 or 400 followers.
I remember
followers.
my first post.
I was like,
they
we
were
need
so
to do
cringe
raffle.
When I go back. I'm all,
yeah,
oh my
I was like,
gosh.
We got to do a Botox raffle, baby. We got to throw them like a $20 gift card. Throw it at them. You know what I mean?
Get me followers.
Yeah, get followers. But she's, I can honestly say she's self-built. Nothing was handed to this woman. That is hard work, and she drove me to be a better person. So to see her where she's at now and see where I'm at right now, I give all credit to her. This is very, she's a very strong person.
Oh, alpha, the strongest alpha bitch I've ever met.
I challenged her plenty of times, and you guys, I will still challenge.
It's but scary I will to challenge lose. Her.
I will lose gracefully.
But yeah. That's it. Anytime happy I try wife, to challenge Bianca, I'm like, oh,
never mind. It's funny because she'll say it, and then I'm like, I look over, I'm like, and she's like, ugh.
Well,
she's
sorry.
Like, shrinks down. It's funny. But it makes me proud, honestly, yes. Just to see her, like, actually try talk to challenge back sometimes. I'm all, more than anything, I'm impressed because Haley was a little pushover, and now she's, like, talking back to me.
Yeah.
Oh, calm down.
Yeah. But Bianca has helped us all.
Yeah, bro. Definitely.
Totally. Totes.
Well, you're my next.
No, yeah, we got to work this guy over.
You already have helped him so much. Yeah, you,
I really love that.
They both have. Like, good. Definitely you too.
I'm good. Yeah, good.
So how did we meet? Tell the world.
How did we meet? Well, I could tell you one thing. It was that Dirty Bourbon, the best classiest country bar in the world. I'll tell you that.
At
so
a
that's
bar.
Where that we were at
country
a bar.
Bar.
We were at a country bar.
They love country bars.
At the country we bar, I left, you know, drinking a beer. She was outside, coming outside. It was a long night, about to close up. She's like, "Why are you drinking your bitch beer?" I was like, "Well,
an
I got
apple cider."
Yeah, it was an Angry Orchard. I was a big Angry Orchard guy, thinking, you know, oh, I'm being alternative, but look at all the sugars in it. I wasn't thinking at the time.
It was juice.
Now, she came up to me and, you know, she approached me. We exchanged numbers, supposed to meet at a concert. We had no service at the concert. It was Tim McGraw, correct?
It was T-Mobile. It was bad back then.
Bad
now it's
back
like
then.
Really good.
Yeah, so now I still get skip calls. But other than that, we didn't meet there. We met at Dirty Bourbon again. I usually don't do two nights. She doesn't do two nights in a row like that. That's just not how we do it. But I mean,
for some reason,
swear, I was supposed to stay home.
I know. I've never gone out two nights in a row, and we did, and we both saw each other those two
meant
nights.
To be.
In a row. It was so weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was different. It was definitely different. So.
And the rest was history. And I heard never left. The end.
Yeah.
No, we
so
got
how
married.
Long ago?
Oh, that was 10 years ago.
10 years.
2015, July 2015. June 2015, June 28th.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Some Fiji water coming in.
I know. I'm like, dang. That was so impressive. Where'd it come from, guys?
Yeah. You guys got an extra one?
Yeah, no. So they've been together 10 years.
He's so scared to get
this. Yeah,
they are almost about to celebrate their 1 year wedding anniversary.
Oh, yes.
March
9th. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. 1 year.
I know.
1 year and forever to go.
Yeah.
84 years.
84 years.
It's been a good, I mean, we were supposed to get married a long time ago, but COVID.
I'm so glad
and
you
everything.
Did it.
Yeah,
I wasn't
so
everything. In your life.
Everything
happens for a reason.
So, how did you guys meet?
How did we meet?
All right, so I'm from Missouri originally, and I was back home for my mom's birthday, and one of my buddies called. Our buddies, one of our friends.
We were all at the lake.
It's a mutual.
Yeah, all three of you guys were at the lake, and I was back home in Missouri. And
4th of July weekend.
He called to say, like, happy 4th, and when he called, like, I was, you know, happy 4th, whatever, but he ended up passing the phone to around, like, everyone, and was like, hey, like, say happy 4th. We, like, ended up passing the phone to Haley, which I could not see anything
well,
that she looked like.
He handed it to Bianca, and Bianca was like, oh, my God, you need to meet my friend. Like,
no, I just said, how tall are you?
that's the best part. The best
I'm
part
like,
of the whole story.
Oh, shit.
But
that,
why?
But I didn't lie. They said to lie, but I didn't. But before
no,
that,
six foot.
You lied.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, I didn't.
Said, like,
I don't
six
think I said.
Four.
I
thought it was 6 foot.
Six foot.
Or I don't.
5'11". There's no way I'm 6'4".
I don't know.
I'm
a tall bitch, and I need a tall guy. So
that was her requirement.
Yeah. It's always.
I made the cut.
You did. You made the cut.
But no. So more of the story is, like, they ended up passing the phone around. And she couldn't see me. I couldn't see her. All we knew was her name was Haley. My name was Zach. And that was it.
It was Hallie.
And
it's not Hallie.
Yeah, I tried looking her up on Facebook and everything. I don't have social media. All I got is Facebook. And could not find her because I was spelling her name the wrong way, which she spelled it the right way. So it was the wrong
way.
Thank you. But end up, I get a text. And come to find out, it wasn't even from Haley. It was on Haley's phone. But it wasn't Haley. The whole time I'm thinking it's Haley. So I'm, like, sitting here talking
Bianca.
To this girl that I think is Haley for like a whole day straight.
So damn, she's smart.
I'm sitting there watching Bianca text this guy pleading his heart.
I'm like, I don't really give him my heart on the line.
So on Friday. So then Saturday, Bianca's like, oh, did you text him yet? And I was like, ugh, I don't want to text
the guy.
Like, no.
And I'm like trying to matchmake her, and she's just making it difficult because she's just a lazy bitch. And I went over to her house and said, let's text him, and she was just like, I'm just, like, really tired. I can nap. And I'm like, you napped for 2 days straight now. Like, so I was like, let's just text him. She's like, you do it. So then I just started, and this guy is a novelist, let me say. Yeah,
I put my heart on the line.
You did. I know everything. I know everything about you. Everything.
Like within like the first 5 minutes, I'm like, here it is. Like here.
Yeah, I was like,
here it is. Yeah.
Well, we don't need to screen him. But no, he screened himself.
Yeah, no kidding.
I drove back that Sunday actually.
Yeah, texting. For 12 speaking hours. To text, yeah. But the entire time.
Yeah, I was drove all the way back. And
our conversation was just so good. Like, I'm not a texter ever. I hate texting. Clearly I hate being
that's
on
why
my
I
phone.
I was texting.
Yes. Yeah. But our conversation just, like, really flowed. It was so good. I really was trying not to see him until, like,
Thursday.
Later that
it was
week.
A Thursday. Yeah,
and it was
until
a
Thursday.
Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. You guys actually hung out.
Yeah. So. I actually had, like, a really bad blister from.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
From my treatment.
And I was so embarrassed. I could not meet him like that. Like, it was so ugly. Like, it was bad.
It was not bad.
But he was like, do you want to meet, like, today on Sunday when I get home? Let's go
chill
get some
Thursday.
Ice cream.
And I was drove like, 12 hours back, and I'm like, yeah.
So excited to meet.
I was.
So excited. So, yeah, we actually met, got some ice cream. I remember, like, Bianca must have been tracking me because we just kept driving past the ice cream.
I was like, you passed the ice cream.
I don't know what
and
to
then
do.
She was like,
why'd you make sure it was a serial killer? Like, you never know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. No, you don't know. It's scary.
Like, no, it's so scary. Dating's scary.
Yeah, but thankfully, like,
and we already had, like, an escape. Thing. I was just like, if you need me to call crying, I will.
Yeah. We had a whole plan.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't, so
it
worked clearly.
Yeah. And then we've literally been together
ever since.
Yeah. It was just meant to be.
And then she, like a week later, well, it was like a week and a half, introduced you to my daughter.
Yes. Aww, little Marley.
Like Marley, yeah.
I love her. I'm really not a kids person, but like,
she's
a whole ass mom.
Yeah, and the way
she's
Marley
so
looks
she's
at her
a little
is
mini
incredible.
Me.
Like, it is awesome. Like, last night, for example, I get out of the shower and Haley's in there doing her skincare, like her vanity.
Oh, my God.
And I walk in there in Marley's room, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, thinking Haley did this to Marley. Marley has a face mask on. She has a headband on. Yeah,
she's not putting on her press-on nails.
Press-on nails.
Stop.
And, like, the whole time I'm thinking Haley did this. And I walk in there, I'm like, babe, did you see Marley? She's like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I thought you did that.
I'm doing my skincare,
she
bro.
Did it all by herself. It was awesome.
Marley's here.
Yeah, no, she was just, like, in her room doing it. Like, awesome. It was so cute. Aww. No, she... I just adore her. We just sit on my vanity. We do all of our skincare together. She is the best.
I'm the
she's
luckiest,
so
like, truly.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
She's,
yeah, she's fun. Mm-hmm. She's very fun.
She loves her Uncle Derek. Yeah.
She calls me crazy.
I mean, she knows.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's great. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's our stories, how we met.
This is how we met. And they've had treatments done, too, because SKN's very male-friendly.
Yes.
So what treatments
all
have you
welcome.
Had done?
I had Botox, filler, and no lip injections. These are natural.
No, he had nasal labial fold filler back in the day when that was the thing to do.
Yeah.
This was years ago.
So, yeah, I don't know. She pokes me here.
All kinds of pokes. And then he gets diamond glows.
Diamond glows.
He loves his facials.
Honestly, all you women watching this, please send your guys for diamond glows because they'll love it.
Don't forget, you have to look at your man.
Yeah.
I'm a farmer. I got smoke. I got so much stuff in my skin. Haley pulls it all out. I can't wait for that. I literally cannot wait for that.
He's like on her waiting list right now because she was sick.
I got him
she
in.
She almost died.
Yes. So on Friday. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll be there. But yeah, be fun.
Yeah. And then what treatments have you gotten done?
But the same. I got the diamond glow on my face, which was amazing. At first, I was kind of like scared.
I don't do well.
Like I don't really like being touched in the face. But honestly, like I'm not saying this because I'm Haley's boyfriend, but Haley really does make it comfortable and it makes it very calming.
I walk you through it.
Yeah, she really does. Everything she does, she speaks you through it, which is nice. I prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Bianca, Queen Bee, I got Botox in the armpit because I am a sweater bad, mm-hmm. which has definitely helped
both
a lot.
Nasty sweating. Ugh.
And then I guess like Color Science and Hydro, what is it?
Hydrinity
every night in the shower, which honestly. At first, like I was like, I'm not a big like guy to wash my face, but honestly, I have been washing it, and you can definitely see and tell a difference. So I prefer,
he loves
recommend
it.
Recommend that.
And then we've done the Lumeca IPL, which is an intense pulse light treatment. Mm-hmm. He is extremely red.
Always. Usually,
it has
just red undertones from sun damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of sun damage. Wear your sunscreen.
Every day.
Wear your sunscreen.
Look how toasty that he are.
Why are you staring at me? Where
he is? I know, he's so crispy.
I feel so bad. Honestly, I've been good. The ladies that clean our house, I believe it or them.
Oh, yes. He just, if it's not literally in his face, which we have to clean the countertop.
Wear your fucking sunscreen.
She does not like the way I put on my sunscreen.
No, he slaps it on.
Like why, I don't know why men do
gently,
that.
Gently, like
yeah, I want to film the video.
We actually should do that. We'll do that for next girls' night.
Ooh, that'd be a good one.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah. But no, so back to the laser or the IPL treatment. His redness has really, really calmed down. It's definitely a lot softer. Even when we went home to see his family for Christmas, they all commented on like
how good your skin looks. Yeah. They definitely did.
Still red, but definitely not as much.
He's hanging out the right people.
Yeah. I got the laser on my back too for the hair.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. The LHR. Derek wants to do that next.
Yeah. Yeah. I barely have any hair though.
I'm a hair. Yeah, I'm
thinking my
hairy.
Genetics. For
yeah,
that.
You. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight red man here.
All right.
Yeah, I want to do that again.
Yeah. I feel like it. I mean, it has helped.
It does. It has. There's a couple of patches that are very sparse.
That's really good.
For just one treatment.
One treatment. No, yeah. Our LHR is so
phenomenal.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done how many treatments?
We've done five.
Five. Like, it's. I'm not gonna own a shaver pretty soon. You
I know.
Guys. My shower time is so fast.
So quick. We're about to be naked mole rats.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. Now I'm just like, I actually just do what I gotta do instead of like shave and like the everything
shower. She's so fast. I can't even catch her in the shower anymore. So it's
yeah,
just
a little creep. And I'm like, I know he's coming. I'm like, where's the towel?
It's crazy. Yeah. I walk in and I see the dog waiting for me, bro. Belly rub.
The dog's ready for his belly rub.
Yeah, that's okay. My dog gets a belly rub out of it.
We do pretty good.
Yeah.
So back to SKN, though, you feel comfortable being a male going
being
there?
Being a male walking in SKN, yes.
Is it intimidating? Because some guys have said, like, going to into those environments.
No, I mean, you go to the front,
yeah.
You see Eddie. Eddie's the coolest guy you'll ever see.
We love Eddie. We couldn't do shit without him.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Is very warming to any guy. I mean,
and a big congratulations to Eddie because he just finished his degree.
Nice.
In business management, administrative, I don't know, something. But he has a bachelor's degree in that. Like, congratulations, Eddie.
Good job,
Eddie. We're so proud of you.
Awesome. We really are.
Good little party for you soon.
I know.
We love you.
And after all the other chaos has calmed down in my life. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No, he's great. So props to him.
But yeah, so definitely, ladies, get your gentlemen. Yeah, get your guys there. It's very comfortable. It's nice. It's easy. It's quick. They're in and out. And there's not that many people in the waiting room. So they want to be in and out or hiding in the back room. That's fine with them,
It's very gender neutral anyway.
Yes, very gender neutral.
It's very comfortable. Even the pink in there doesn't.
The pink is not bad.
It's barely pink. It's just like neon.
Yeah. If you look in this room, if you're watching, it's just like this.
Or if you go to Haley's house.
Or you go to Haley's house. Yeah, it's Barbie house.
Barbie dream house.
I was going to say, he's probably very used to pink at this point.
I know he loves
the norm.
It.
Probably why you're turning red on your skin. Too much light.
I know all the pink reflections from the walls.
What do you think of like going into SKN? Because you've never really been into that setting before.
No, I mean, from day one, I feel like definitely Eddie helps. Like you walk in, you immediately see a big ass dude, and I don't know. Like I guess it's very welcoming. Like it's definitely not based around like females. It doesn't seem like
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is what we really wanted to do. Opening SKN, not only we wanted to give you like an out of state vibe, we wanted to make it very comfortable for everyone, all ages. Different genders, whatever you want. Like, I'm so glad that people are comfortable going there.
Can I just say one thing, too? Like, I don't know when this podcast is going to be released, but tomorrow is 1 year since Bianca opened SKN.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Can you believe that?
One fucking year. It's crazy.
It literally flew.
Crazy. It flew.
That's true.
It has been the best year.
It has been the best.
Yeah. Literally life-changing for all of us. Yeah.
Congratulations.
So congrats.
Especially something I didn't think I could do. I did it.
You did it. You did that shit, bitch.
You all did it.
1 year. Yeah, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without all my people, honestly.
Your team,
Haley,
Thank God.
Literally been there since the moment. OG. She is a founding mother of SKN. I don't think I would have been able to do it without her. I really wouldn't have been able to hang up the mirrors without her.
Honestly, yeah.
Because you're tallest best friend.
But Haley's literally been there every day and night with me since
all your ups and downs,
all of them. My crisis is my crying. Like sometimes she's just like, I can't relate, but I'm here for you. But like she's literally been my right hand, seriously. And then Eddie has been there since the moment he could be there. And same with Candace. And then now Danny. Like it's just been great.
Yeah, it's such a great.
I'm so grateful for all of you. SKN wouldn't be SKN without you guys.
Just the best team I know.
But yes. Happy anniversary to SKN.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Yeah. So wild.
Well, That's it, guys.
Yeah.
That was fun. Thank you for having us.
It was great.
Yeah. It's nerve wracking. Glad that's over.
I know it is nerve wracking.
You know, it is scary.
Are you guys sweating? Because I'm sweaty. I sweat every time.
Or Morpheus hasn't kicked in there.
No.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Peace out, bitches.
Say it.
Peace out, bitches.
I think it's see you later, bitches.
See you later, bitches.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bye. I just know bitches.
Bitch.